Today's best mix in Sussex and Surrey, 102.7 Mercury FM. It's Paul and Emma here for our big birthday bash. Everyone has just left us. Can you believe this, Ems?
I know.
They've just left us. They've gone upstairs. They've got all nibbles upstairs.
They've got a big cake up there.
Big cake, lots of champagne. It's all flowing. And we haven't got anything in here because Simon's just reminded us of the rule of no food in the studio.
Not even on our birthday.
Not good enough. Anyway, we've got a very special surprise because we're going to be joined by one of the guys that was live with us on day one.
Wow.
20th of October, 1984. You will remember him, and I remember him, and you, dear listener, will too. It's Ed Stewart. Afternoon, Ed.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now I've got up, yeah.
Listen, you've been saying morning too many times.
That's right. I don't know where I'm coming or going.
Embedded.
No, congratulations.
Thank you. 18 years on, eh?
I'll tell you something. When we started 18 years ago, we weren't 102.7.
What were you?
We were 103.6.
How bizarre.
Now, there's memories for you.
Now, that would have confused
me. That's very good.
Yeah, as you were saying your little bit then, I suddenly remembered we were 103.6, and then it changed. I can't remember why. I think maybe it was too crowded, that part of the way band, or I don't know what it was, but we changed from that to that.
Do you know, I didn't know that.
Well, there you are. You learn something new every day, don't you?
You do.
Now, Ed, you were the voice number one on Mercury FM. You were the guy that started it all off.
Yes.
Do you remember the first song you played?
No.
Oh!
I've got to say, I don't remember the first record I played at all.
It was Pilot of the Airwaves, Charlie
Pilot
Dore.
Of the Airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, good record.
Yeah, it was.
Charlie Dore.
Exactly. Now, I've been let into a little secret.
Yeah.
This is shocking.
This has stayed secret for 18 years.
Oh, go on.
Okay. You were the first voice on Mercury FM, Radio Mercury as it was back then.
Yes.
True.
And unfortunately, you double booked yourself.
That's right.
And you had to play a golf tournament on the morning.
That was it. Well, it was my own golf tournament in La Manga in Spain.
Right.
And I'd already booked that, and it was off and running when John O'Monier and I agreed our terms for me to join. John O'Monier, who was then MD, and... So that was it. I said, I can't change. I said, I'll have to record that first bit.
So you weren't even here.
I wasn't even there.
I wasn't even in the same country.
Ed, listen. Thanks for joining us for this afternoon. It's been absolutely brilliant talking to you again, and we're reliving some of the memories from the last 18 years. What was the most risky thing you ever said?
Oh, I can't, as you were talking about memories, I thought you were going to ask me, what is my abiding memory?
Your abiding memory? Yeah.
My abiding memory of Radio Mercury was the view from the studio.
Yeah.
It was a country house in acres of land with a lake to the left and great big pine trees and poplar trees.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was really a beautiful view as you were working. And in about 1989... a load of pop stars and rock stars came up to have a photograph taken in the foyer, in the main part. And Guy Mitchell, the late Guy Mitchell, was one of the sort of big names. There was a tour going on, and they were playing at Mercury in Crawley.
Yep.
At the what's it? What do you call the big theatre there?
The Hawth.
North, that's it. And so they'd all come up for this big photograph. I was in it, and all sorts of people were in it. And Guy Mitchell said, and I was interviewing him on my programme, and he said, wow, he said. He said, is this programme being heard all over the country? I said, no, it's only done in West Sussex and Surrey and parts of et cetera, et cetera. He said, wow, he said, I bet no other station in the country has a view like this one.
Yeah.
It must be a pleasure to work here. I said, it is. I said, if they wanted to, they could. I'd do it for nothing.
Oh, fantastic.
I got a letter the next day. You're not being paid this month.
we look at walls now.
Yeah, I know you do. I know.
And a car park.
So in that way, we were very lucky. And the old rent... which the chairman used to pay was about a bottle of champagne and a couple of quid every New Year's Day. They used to get a crack open a bottle of champagne.
Oh,
I mean, these are the secrets. Well, John Christian, the old chairman. And it was very much a family affair in that respect, is that it had that feel to it. With the management and with the chairman and everybody. We were all sort of mates. We used to eat at each other's houses, and It was great in that way, and it was, I think, a successful station, and it still is.
Yes,
and good luck,
very much so.
Good luck to everybody now.
Thank you very much. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Thanks for joining us on our 18th birthday. And just do morning for us before you go, will you?
Well, I'll do a morning.
Yay!
Then... Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Ed. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, happy 18th. Birthday.
Thank you, Ed.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Mercury FM's 18th birthday.
106 in Surrey, 102.7, Mercury FM.